Yeah.
It's a bigger thing, though.
Uh-huh. Search Italy chocolate. And they had Cana growing, and he made his syrup. Maybe he'd be making syrup for 2 or 3 weeks for Christmas.
And how big would that be? Something like a kettle?
Oh, it'd hold about 15 or 16 gallons, but it'd be a way around.
Do they have legs on?
No, they just set up on a brick furnace where they can put the wood under the furnace to cook them. And then he has the barrel sitting there side of him and a cloth over his strainer to strain the syrup for it to be right. I made a million gallon of syrup.
I think you have. Well, are there different kinds of kettles? Or are they about
no, iron? They always used iron kettles for that. Because, you see, and they had no legs in them. The furnace was built way out wide before it would fit that. They measured it, taking the ruler and measured it to fit the kettle. When they went and bought the kettle, they'd fix the furnace, and it had the chimney. Put your wood in. And then you'd have to pull the coals out when it got down to keep from scorching the syrup.
Oh, yes. Well, now, what do you eat with at the table?
And you eat with a fork if you want to, or some prefers eating with their hands.
Well, what would you use besides a fork then?
A spoon.
Or what else? What do you cut your meat with?
Knife.
And so, if you had two of those, you might have one fork and one spoon and two
knives.
And if you had company, you set the table and everything, you're all ready. You might want to put some flowers on the table. So what would you put them in?
In a vase.
And after you got through with your meal, if you went over there to the kitchen, you might have to do what to the dishes?
You might have to wash them and clean them out on the counter roach bugs. I do. I check mine every time I take one down, glasses and dishes.
And what about what do you do to them after you've done that, after you've washed them to get the?
And you drain them and.
But before you drain them, what do you have to do to get the soap off?
Well, you scald them. I scald mine in hot water.
Well, what's the clear water called? It's just.
It's called scalding dishes, rinsing dishes.
And so if you rinse your dishes, you say, after the meal, she
washed the dishes and rinsed them, or scalded them and put them up. That's the way we always talk.
So, a word like rinse, so she what's the dishes?
She rinsed the dishes.
And so you'd say, I have to
rinse them.
And she
has to rinse them.
And she what's the dishes?
She washes the dishes.
And then she
rinses the dishes.
And what do you call the thing you dry them with after you wash them and rinse them?
A dish towel.
And what do you wash them with? The cloth?
I wash them with a dish cloth that's prepared for a dish rag, they call it.
But there's something like that about.
That's a sponge, they call it. I know you're speaking of an old sponge, but I don't want no sponge to wash my dishes with.
You use a dish rag?
I use me a dish rag and hot water and soap, and then I scald them and put them up there, and I get me a clean dish towel and I dry them.
That's good. Well, that's good. But in the bathroom, you have a little something you might wash your face with, a little cloth.
Bath cloth.
And then after bathing, what?
There's towels. I got towels in there too.
All right. And what does the water come out? You turn it on and off?
Faucet.
And if there was one like that, a place out in the yard where you could water the flowers?
Yes, there's a faucet out there I turn on.
And
if put my hose on and turn it on and take